Bhagavan and his loving devotees. 009. The title, The Silent Conch Shell. The Mahabharata describes a great devotee of the Lord who is born in a low-class family. And Krishna personally revealed his glories to the world. Once Yudhisthira did a great yajna, invited many people. Krishna came and brought his conch shell, Panchajanya. At that yajna, Krishna proclaimed, "If this yajna is successfully performed, then my conch shell will automatically make sound and vibrate on its own without anyone blowing into it." The sacrifice was performed. All the sages and rishis and brahmins were fed nicely and given charity. But however, the conch shell did not sound. Yudhisthira and the Pandavas were disturbed. "How is it? Our yajna has been a failure. What is our fault, O Sri Krishna? You have fed many rishis and brahmins, but you have not fed a pure devotee of mine." Someone who is a pure devotee is someone who has no pride of his birth, education, knowledge of shastras, his wealth, and so on. So if you can feed such a wonderful devotee of mine, such a pure Shudbhakt, then I'm sure the conch shell will resound. Yudhisthira replied, "Prabhu, the description of that exalted devotee who is free from all pride of birth, shastric knowledge, wealth, and so on, I don't think on this earth we can find such a devotee." Krishna replied, "No, there is such a devotee living right in your city, but no one knows him. No one can recognize him because he does not reveal himself." Everyone was curious and astonished. "Who is this devotee, Krishna? Where does he live? We will go and have his darshan and make our lives successful. We will run to him and fall at his feet." Krishna said, "My devotees are so exalted, they never reveal themselves. Rather, they feel shy if I myself reveal their glories." Yudhisthira said, "Please tell us about this devotee so that we can understand." So Krishna said, "This devotee is pure, free from all designations, sarvupadi vinir muktam tatpuratvena nirmalam rishikesha rishikena sevanam bhaktuchate." Bhim and Arjun went to that devotee's house to invite him. And Krishna warned them, "Be careful. Devotees are difficult to understand. They're very grave and rarely seen. Be careful not to offend him." Bhim and Arjuna arrived at that great pure devotee's house, and they did pradakshin of that house and offered dandavats to the ground in front of the entrance. Entering the house, they saw a beautiful temple room. Seeing Bhim and Arjuna enter his house, that great devotee immediately received them respectfully, but he felt very shy and began to tremble. Bhim and Arjuna humbly requested, "O great devotee, please come to our house and accept prasadam so that we will become pure and our lives will become perfect." The devotee replied, "O exalted ones, my work is to clean up after everyone has finished. It is I who sweep your doorsteps at night before you wake up. I do not even have the courage to look at your faces. My position is very low. What are you saying? You are inviting me to your palace? First you eat, and then I will take your remnants outside." Bhima said, "What are you saying? First you must eat, and let us eat your prasadi. We understand you are a great devotee of the Lord." Hearing this, that devotee felt shy and embarrassed. Nevertheless, he agreed and he came. Yudhisthira was very satisfied and felt affection for the devotee. That great devotee was born in a family of dog eaters. Krishna instructed Draupadi to cook a wonderful feast with all varieties of foodstuffs. When that devotee arrived, he said, "Oh, Maharaj, I will eat outside your house. I will take my meal there." But he was convinced, and he came in the house. And he was served all the tasty, delicious foods by Draupadi. And as soon as he put a portion of food in his mouth, then that conch shell in the Yajnashala automatically made a sound. But it didn't sound for very long, very briefly. And Krishna asked him, "Why are you not sounding properly?" "The devotee has begun his meal." The conch shell replied to Krishna. He said, "Ask Draupadi, she understands." Inquiring from Draupadi, Draupadi said, "I observed that all the tasty, delicious, wonderful foods that I labored so long and hard to prepare, that devotee mixed everything on his plate into one amorphous pile and was eating it. And I was thinking, what is this? Oh, anyway, this person belongs to a low-class family of dog-eaters. So what does he know about different tastes of wonderfully prepared foods?" Krishna inquired from the devotee, "Why did you mix all the food together?" And that great pure devotee of Krishna said, "Hey Bhagavan, O Prabhu, you first tasted the food when they were offered to you. But afterwards, how could I enjoy the different tastes that you personally tasted? I might find the preparation to be either good tasting or unpalatable. Then that would cause me to forget that I'm honoring prasad, your remnants. I was not interested in eating a variety of food preparations. I only wanted to taste the remnants of your food, the Mahaprasad." Hearing this, Draupadi felt great respect for the devotee. And just then, the conch shell began loudly sounding. Jai Ho! And everyone began to glorify that great devotee. The yajna was completed successfully, and everyone came to know about the wonderful glories of that pure devotee, prideless, humble, clean-hearted devotee. And what was his name? The Mahabharata says his name was Shwapacha Valmiki. Not the Valmiki of the Ramayana, a different one, but his name was Shwapacha. Shwapacha means dog-eater, or born in the family or class of dog-eaters.